Dr. Sandra Whitehouse is a biological oceanographer and senior advisor to the Ocean Conservancy and one of the scientists who presented at the Ocean Summit in Newport. We asked her to explain some of the numbers for us. Dr. Whitehouse, welcome to Living on Earth.
My pleasure.
We're talking about debris in the ocean, marine debris, and much of the concern, of course, is around plastic. So how much plastic are we putting in the oceans these days?
We have our first global estimate of plastic inputs into the oceans with the publication of a paper in the journal Science, where it was estimated that we're putting in approximately 8 million metric tons worldwide of plastic into our ocean.
Every year.
Every year. If we continue on this rapid acceleration of plastic leakage into the oceans, in 10 years, we may have 1 ton of plastic in our oceans for every 3 tons of fin fish. And that is a frightening prospect.
Where is all this plastic coming from?
There are two major sources of ocean plastic. 20% is actually still coming from sea-based human activities. Direct dumping of plastic in garbage off of boats, fishing gear that's either been lost or improperly discarded, or from containers spilled into the ocean. But what we also know is that 80% of plastic is originating from land, from the human activities there. And in that case, it's from a number of different sources. We now know that 50% of the leakage of plastic into the ocean is currently coming from 5 rapidly developing countries in Asia and Southeast Asia. And those are China, Indonesia, the Philippines, Vietnam, and Sri Lanka.
So in round numbers, China puts about 30% of this plastic into the ocean. How does plastic get into the water from China?
In China, it's really a collection problem. There are lots of people who live in rural communities where the waste management infrastructure consists of only collecting your trash and putting it into a community dump, which is often on a riverbank or close to a waterway.
Where is the United States on this list of the sources of plastic in the ocean?
The United States is at number 20 on the list.
That's a pretty big number. Why are we in the top 20?
That is a big number, and it's really for 3 reasons. One, we have a lot of people living within the coastal area. 2, we generate a fairly large amount of waste on a daily basis. And 3, a full 13% of that waste is made of plastic.
Dr. Whitehouse, where are the success stories of keeping plastic out of the ocean?
Well, I would point to Sweden as being a country that has come further than we have in the United States in terms of their waste management. For starters, they produce about a fifth as much waste per capita per day. And the proportion of that waste that is plastic is about a quarter what ours is here in the United States.
So what could we do in the United States to improve things in terms of keeping plastic from getting into the ocean?
Well, there's always room for improvement in our own waste management infrastructure. The combined sewer overflow systems in many cities are still somewhat antiquated. We can also continue to reduce littering. However, I think here in the United States, we also have an opportunity as a developed country to look at reduction or elimination of some plastic products. We use excessive packaging for many of our consumer products, even including our food. And as an example, I was in the airport last week and I wanted to buy a banana, but it was on top of a styrofoam tray wrapped in plastic. nature's already produced the perfect packaging for the banana. We don't need to put it on a styrofoam tray and wrap it in plastic. As an innovative, developed country, we can be redesigning our products so they don't include plastic. There's really no reason to have facial scrubs have the microbeads made of plastic that then get washed down the sink and into the waterways and oceans. We can make products out of different materials. We can't redesign ourselves out of this problem worldwide, but I do believe here in the U.S. we can make some progress with recycling and reduction.
Dr. Sandra Whitehouse is a biological oceanographer and a senior advisor to the Ocean Conservancy. Thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Thank you for focusing on this very important issue.
And for more detailed information about marine debris, please go to our website, loe.org.